All right, good morning. Today's daf is Brachos daf Lamed Gimel. We left off Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, almost at the bottom of the Amud. We left off 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very, very much for the sponsorship. We are going to discuss a number of topics today. First, we are going to discuss what was mentioned in the Mishnah about how when a person is davening Shmoneh Esrei, we had been discussing the past couple of days about the concept of davening b'kovid rosh, the concept of davening with an appropriate level of reverence, the concept of davening mitoch simcha shel mitzvah, mitoch halacha psuka, all those good things. And we spoke about the ways in which we daven, how we learn from Chana, from Moshe Rabbeinu, all that stuff. Now we're going to talk about what the last thing that the Mishnah mentioned, which is that even if somebody comes, even if a king comes and gives you shalom aleichem, even if a nachash is slithering up your leg when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to be mafsik under any circumstances when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. The Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph is going to teach us about when in Shmoneh Esrei we are masker gvuros geshamim, when we say mashav ruach amar geshem, when we say v'sein tal umoter levracha, and when we say Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei on Matzei Shabbos. That in turn is going to launch into a discussion of, in particular, Lagabe Havdalah, the distinction between Havdalah during Tefillah and Havdalah Al Hakos after Shabbos. And if one does one, does it absolve him from the other? Is it a requirement that one do both? So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And on Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis, we are going to, after we finish the discussion of Avdallah, of Atachon Antanu, and we're exactly in Shmoneh Esrei, we place Atachon Antanu, we're going to see the Mishnah sort of halfway down, a little bit more than halfway down, about how if a person is davening for the Amud, if a person is a Shliach Tzibor and says certain things, that we quiet him down. And we're going to explain why it's inappropriate to say those things, as to which the Mishnah said that if the guy says them, we have to make sure that he stops saying them in Shmoneh Esrei. So a bunch of topics on today's daf. Again, we left off Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, at the two dots, 8 lines up from the bottom. The first word on the line is Heich. We are going to start at the two dots. Again, 3 words from the end of the line. Afilu ha-melech shol b'shlomo lo yeshivenu. When a person is davening Shmoneh Esrei, even if a melech inquires as to his welfare, you are not allowed to answer him. Summer of Yosef, lo shanu elo malchei Yisrael. So this halacha, that even if a king asks, shalom aleichem, asks how you doing, that you don't answer him, that only applies to a Jewish king. Avel malchei akum posek. However, by malchei umas olam, you are posek, you are mafsik Shmoneh Esrei, and Rashi explains it's a practical reason, shalo yahargenu, because you want to make sure that the non-Jewish king doesn't kill you. Now, there are 3 Yaharig Val Yavors. One of them is not refusing to answer Shalom Aleichem and Aleichem Shalom in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, if you're afraid that the king is going to kill you, you can't answer him. So Meisve, so says the Gemara is the Kasha, Mespawel, Vera, Agas, Bokenegdo, Anas Bokenegdo. If a person is davening and he sees an Anas, he sees a ruffian coming toward him, Ra Yikron Ba, Ra Karam Ba Kenegdo, if he sees a wagon coming toward him, Lo Ye Mafsik, he shouldn't be Mafsik, Ela Makatzer Va'ola. He should hurry up and finish his Shmoneh Esrei, and then he should depart the area. So in other words, if he sees something dangerous approaching him, he shouldn't be Mafsik, but he should just hurry up the davening. So I thought that if something is, you just told me that if the Malchei Akum comes and asks about your welfare, then you're allowed to answer because it's dangerous. But over here we say that if you see something dangerous when you're davening, you shouldn't be mafsik the davening. You should just hurry up the davening and finish it up. Says the Gemara, lo kasha ha defsha lekatzer. And then if you look in the Mesoras Hashas, he fills in the rest, v'ha delo efsher lekatzer. So one is where it's possible to shorten up, and the other where it's not possible to hurry up the pace and finish davening. So efsher lekatzer mekatzer, v'ilo mafsik. Obviously, you try to minimize the disruption to your Shmoneh Esrei. So if you're able to be mekatzer and finish up your Shmoneh Esrei before whatever it is that's posing the danger comes to you, then you should be mekatzer. But if it's impossible to finish up the Shmoneh Esrei before whatever is causing the danger comes to you, then in that case, you're going to have to be mafsik because you are left with no choice. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tana Rabbana, Maisa b'chassid echad. It was a Maisa with a certain chassid shei mispal b'derech that he was dominating on the road. Bas sar echad menosan l'shalom. So a certain dignitary came and gave him shalom aleichem. V'loichzer lo shalom. And he didn't respond. He wasn't mafsik in the Shmoneh Esrei. He just kept on davening. Himtin lo ad shesiyim tefilaso. So the sar waited until the chassid finished his tefila. L'achar shesiyim tefilaso. After he finished the Shmoneh Esrei, Amar lei, the sar said to him, Reika, ye fool, it says in your Torah, it says that you have to guard over your well-being. When I gave you shalom aleichem, how come you didn't answer me? If I would have cut your head off with a sword, mi ayatoveas damcha, nobody would ask me why I did it, or nobody would be bothered with the fact that I did it. So in other words, I was in a position where I could have caused you grave danger, and your Torah says that you have to guard yourself from great danger. How come you didn't answer me when I said shalom aleichem? So amalei, hamtin liyachef haisecha b'dvarim. The chassid said, wait, don't depart yet. Let me try to appease you. Let me try to explain my rationale. So amalei, ilu ayisa ome lefnei melech basar v'dam. So he said to the sar, if you were greeting a melech, and one of your buddies came and wanted to know what the score was in the game last night, Hayisa Machzerlo, would you have responded to him? Samerlo, laughs, turning to Lama Gimel Lamed Aleph, the guy says, no, of course not. And if you were talking to the king, engaged in conversation, and some guy came over to make chit-chat, and you broke your discussion with the king in order to talk to your buddy, what would the king have done to you? They would have sliced my head off. They would have killed me. So the chassid said to the sar, don't you see, Valodvorim kal v'chomer. You, in our hypothetical, you're standing and talking to a human king. Shayom kanu machar bekever. Who is alive only today, but one day ultimately is going to be dead. I was standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shulchai V'Kayim La'ad U'L'Olmei Olamim, that he is everlasting, he exists forever. Alachas Kama V'Kama. Certainly I'm not going to break my discussion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Tefillah, in order to answer you. So Miyam Nispaya Sosa, Sar V'Nifta Osa Chasa L'Beis L'Shalom. So immediately that Sar was appeased by the Chassid's parable, by the Chassid's analogy, and the Chassid was able to go home, safely. The tzlach is bothered. Oh, good. So at the end of the this is a very feel-good story, because at the end of the day, the chassid was able to appease the tsar, and he escaped without getting killed. It's really wonderful, but the question begs itself, how was the chassid allowed to do this? Because the chassid effectively put himself in a situation of sakana by not answering the tsar. And how was he able to put himself in that position of danger? The psukim that the Tsar quotes are accurate psukim. They're really in the Torah. So how was the chassid allowed to do this? So the tzlach answers that the chassid sized up the situation and he appreciated that the Tsar wasn't going to hurt him. Why? Because in the story, the chassid was davening and the Tsar came over to the chassid and initiated the conversation. He was makdim shalom. And because the Tsar was makdim shalom to the chassid, it showed that he was already acting like a mensch. In other words, he wasn't acting in such a haughty and dangerous way. And therefore, the chassid sized up the situation and realized that he would be able to be mefayis in bedvarim. That's the way the tzlach explains, don't try it at home. Because the Gemara had said, if it's a goyish a king, and you're afraid that he's going to kill you, then you're allowed to respond even in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara Vayter, afilu nachash korach alakeva lo yafsik. Even if the nachash is crawling up his leg. You shouldn't be mafsik. Why? Because the implication is that the nachash is not that you're not in mortal danger because of the nachash crawling up your legs. Amar Rav Sheshes lo shanu el nachash. We only learn this by a nachash. Aval akrav posek. However, if it's a scorpion that's on your leg as opposed to a snake, then you do have to be mafsik because the scorpion is more dangerous than a snake. And Tosfos says what we're saying in the Gemara is not absolute. You have to assess the situation. Tosfos aval akrav posuk v'yushalmi kamar demaya nachash martia lavo kenegdo. If the snake is like, you know, in the cartoons where the snake is hissing at you and then comes at you, well, then the snake is agitated. In that case, when the snake is crawling up your leg, you should be mafsik, because it's obvious that the snake is agitated, it's angry, and miskaven laziko, and it intends on harming him. Umiyu lo matziyu in pasak, and says Tosfos, oh, good, so now we've discussed an agitated snake versus a normal snake versus an akrav. The question that Tosfos is now dealing with is, let's say, for whatever reason, you are mafsik, because either it's an akrav or if it's the hissing snake, and you were afraid that you're going to be placed in danger, where do you return when you are back to Sanct Shmon Esrei if you were mafsik to run away from the snake? Umiyu lo matzinu, says Tosfos, in Pasak Sheyachzer LaRosh, we don't find any indication that if you were posek, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Midlo kamar vim pasak chozer l'rosh, because the Gemara doesn't tell us. Oh, and if you were mafsek, then you have to be chozer to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Aval etchilas bracha mia yachzer. So says Tosfos, it's mitstaber that you would be machzer, you would go back to the beginning of the bracha in which you were posek. Vim ta begimel rishonos, begimel achronos. However, if you make a mistake, but what it means is if you have to be mafsek the Shmon Esrei, either during the first three brachos of Shmon Esrei or during the last three brachos of Shmon Esrei, chozer l'tchilas hagimel. Bavos prishonos bavoda bachronos. So in that case, you would go back to the first in the series of those three brachos, kedamrina l'kaimon v'pirkin, as we're going to see in tomorrow's daf regarding somebody who actually makes a mistake. Okay, so back in the Gemara had said, even if the snake is slithering up your leg, don't be mafsik. The Gemara said, that's only a snake, that's not a scorpion. A scorpion is more dangerous. Says the Gemara, Meitzve, befrek the Gemara, Kasha, nafal agov arayos, if a person falls into a pit of lions, ain made in a love shall mace. We cannot be made with certainty that he died, because maybe the lions aren't hungry and they're not eating him. Nafal achafira malei nachashem vakravim. If, however, a person falls into a pit of snakes and scorpions, snakes and scorpions, although Rashi explains nechashim ve'akravim, va means two things. It means either and or, and Rashi touches it up, ozeh, if a person falls into a pit of snakes or scorpions, that's important, midin olav shemes, we could be made with certainty that he died. So I thought you told me in our Mishnah that a snake is not dangerous, but here we see that if you fall into a pit full of snakes, you could be made that the guy's dead. Obviously, snakes are dangerous. Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam Dagav Itzisa Maski. No, we're talking in the Gemara now about a case where the guy fell into a pit on top of a pile of snakes. And because of the pressure that the guy puts on the snakes, when he falls on top of them, they're going to get agitated and they're certainly going to harm him. Our Mishnah and our Gemara is talking about a situation where the guy didn't fall on the snake, the guy didn't put pressure on the snake, the snake is stomp slithering up his leg. In that case, snake is not dangerous. Rav Yitzchak says, Rav Yitzchak, Rosh Varim, if a person sees bulls while he's davening, posek, he has to stop davening right away and get out of there. Tatani Ravoshia Marchikim Eshortam Chamisha Mama. If you see a short time, you have to keep a distance of 50 amos. So Mishor Muad Kamaloi Einav. And from a Shor Muad, you have to keep a distance as far as your eye can see. You have to be very wary in the presence of these animals. Tana Mishmeid Rav Meir, Resh Tura Bidukula. If you see an ox whose head is in his feeding basket, Salak Legra, it's a very dangerous situation because you see the ox is hungry. So you got to go up to the roof, Vishadi Darga, and remove the ladder to say from under you. So it doesn't literally mean that you have to go up to a roof. But what it means is don't stay in proximity because it's a very dangerous animal. So Amar Shmuel, so says Shmuel, Hani Mili Beshor Shachar, this is by a black ox of Yom Nisan, and it's during the days of Nisan. Bibnei Shasata Marakim Lo Ben Karnav, because the Satan is dancing, so to speak, between the horns of this ox. Tan Rabbana, Maisa B'makam Echad, Shaya Arod, there was an Arod. An Arod, the Mefarshim explained, is a kalayim, it's a mixture of a snake and a toad. So there was this Arod there, via Mazakas Abrios, and it was harming everybody. Bovayadil al Rav Chanina Mendoza. So they came to Rav Chanina Mendoza, and they said, Rebbe, we have this problem with this Arod. So he said, show me the hole where this Arod is living. Haro Eschoro, they showed him the hole. Nasa Nikvo al Piachar. He placed his heel on top of the hole. Yotzav v'nashcho u'meisoso arod. And the arod bit Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's heel, but instead of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa being harmed, the arod was harmed. And Rashi explains what's going on here. So matzasi bahag, so he saw on the halachas gedolos, so amri b'marava, they say in Eretz Yisrael, what determines who's harmed here? Kesha arod noshech haza adam, when an arod bites a person, bites a man, im arod kodam lamayim meis adam, it's like a race to the water. If the arod is the first to get to water, then the person dies. Vim adam kodem, and if the person gets to the water first, kodem lamayim meis arod, then the arod dies. Vinasenes l'Rav Chanina v'nikva mayan mitachas akavo. And there was a nace that occurred to Rav Chanina ben Dosa that, in other words, holding by the within the framework of this natural order that whoever is first to get to water, the other dies. That a miracle happened, and the miracle was that a wellspring opened up right under Rav Chanina ben Dosa's heel, so he was able to dip his heel directly into the water, and therefore the man beat the arod to the water, and therefore the arod died. So netlal kseifo. So anyway, Rav Chanina ben Dosa took the arod, put it up on his shoulder, revealed the base of Medrash, and he took it to the base of Medrash. Amar lam Rubeni. So he said to Talmidim, look up. Ain arod memis ela chait memis. It's not the arod that kills; it's chait that kills. Bosa shah amru. At that time, they said, "Oyla la adam shapaka ba arod." Woe is to a person who has an encounter with an arod. Oyla la arod shapaka ba Rav Chanina ben Dosa. And woe is to an arod who has a run-in with Rav Chanina ben Dosa. He says the next mission now. About the various insertions that we put in Shmon Esrei. So says the Mishnah, Maskir and Gevurah is Keshamim B'Tchias HaMesim. Masha V'Ruach we mentioned in the Bracha B'Tchias HaMesim. V'She'ela B'Berchaz HaShanim. V'Sein Talamat L'Vracha we say B'Berchaz HaShanim. Rashi explains that Masha V'Ruach is called Gevurah is Keshamim because it's stated as a proclamation. And She'ela, the Saint Talamater, is called She'ela because it's a Lashna Bakasha, the Saint Talamater Lavracha. We're not making a declaration, we're making a supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a She'ela. The Abdullah B'chonin Adas, and we say Abdullah, we say Atachon Antonim B'chonin Adas, Rav Akiva, Omer, Omra, Bracha Ravias B'nei Atzma. We've seen this machlokas already. Rav Akiva says that we have a separate fourth Bracha. That is a standalone Avdala Bracha, Masa Shabbos. Rav Elezer Omer Ba'adah. Rav Elezer says that we say it in Modim. Why would we say Avdala Modim? Because we're being Modeth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us the Matana of Shabbos. Says the Gemara now, Maskir and Gevurah Keshamim. Maskir and Gevurah Keshamim, Tchias HaMesim. My time, what's the reason for this placement? Amar Rav Yosef Mitok, Shashkula to Tchias HaMesim. Because it is Shakul, it is like Tchias HaMesim. In other words, just like Tchias HaMesim, the dead people come up from the ground in which they're buried, so too the Geshamim cause the crops to come up from the ground in which the seeds are planted. That without the rain, nothing grows from the ground. Therefore, they were Kaviyat the Bracha in Tchias HaMesim. And we say V'Sein Talamat L'Vracha in Berchas HaShanim, my time, I'm Rav Yosef Mitok Shei Parnasa, Laficha Kavua B'Berchas Parnasa, because rain, especially in an agrarian society, is necessary for Parnasa. Therefore, they were Kaveah, the Bakasha of the Saint Talamat Lavracha, in Berchas Hashanim, which is all about Baruch Aleinu, it's all about a Bracha of Parnasa. Havdalah b'chonin adas, we say Havdalah in chonin adas, my time, am Rav Yosef mitok shei chachma, because it is a chachma, kavua b'berchas chachma, because it's a chachma, we are kaveah it in the bracha of chachma. What does it mean that it's a chachma? So Rashi says, the chacham knows how to distinguish between kodesh and chol, bein tamei l'tor, that requires a certain level of chachma. The Ritva says also it's a chachma to appreciate that one needs to honor Shabbos, and one needs to appreciate, one needs a little bit of chachma and perspective to appreciate what a great matana Shabbos is. And that's why they were kaveyat in Birchas HaChachma. That's what it means in the Gemara when it says that it's a chachma. V'Rabbanan Amri mitok sheichol, l'ficha kavo Birchas HaChol. The Rabbanan say that the reason that we say Avdala in Atachonin is because Avdala is calling attention to the fact that now it's Chol, we're Mavdil ben Kodesh l'Chol, and therefore it makes sense that we're going to say Avdala in the first of the brachos that are the weekday brachos. The first three brachos are said regardless of Omisei Shmon Esrei. Atachonin is the first of the Chol brachos. Therefore, the first of the brachos that we say during the week, but not on Shabbos, That's the bracha that you should say, Abdallah in. Amrav Amigdola Deya Shenitna Betchilas Bracha Shalchol. Deya is very important because it's the first bracha that we say in the weekday. Amrav Amigdola Deya Shenitna Ben Shtei Osios. Deya is also great because it was given between two Osios, two Shemos Hashem. Shenemar, it says, Kikel Deos Hashem. So the word Deos appears in the middle of two Shemos Hashem. V'chol mi she'en bo Deya, Osir L'rachim. I love anybody who doesn't have Deya, it's Osir to be Merachim on him. Shenemar, Kilo Ambinosu. Al kain lo yirachmenu oseyu. Amar Rav Elazar gadol mikdash and also meshtei osios. Following this theme, the mikdash is also great because it was given where it appears between two shemos Hashem. Shenemar paal to Hashem mikdash Hashem. Dafyomi coincidence. This week's parsha. So again, we see the word mikdash appearing between two shemos Hashem. Amar Rav Elazar kol adam sheish bodeya. Anybody who has das, kilu nivne beis hamikdash b'yamav, it's as if the beis hamikdash was built during his lifetime. So deya nitna bein shtei osios. How do we know this? Why do we make this comparison? Simple, says the Gemara, because deya is said between two shemos Hashem. Mikdash nasa bein shtei osios. The word mikdash appears between two shemos Hashem. Therefore, the comparison between deya and mikdash. Maskeflor of acha karfina elameata gdola nekama shenasata shenitna bein shtei osios. So nekama is also nitna ben shtei osios, so gdola nekama as well. Shenemar kel nekamos Hashem. So amar lei in b'milsa mi yagdola hi. Yeah, in fact, nekama is great. In other words, nekama, taking vengeance, is not always a positive attribute, but where it's necessary, its value is very, very great. Vaynu damar ula shtei nekamos alol lama echas latova veechas lara. Latova dechzev afia ma'ar paran. That's a good nekama, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take nekama on the umas ha'olam. Lara dechzev kel nekamos Hashem kel nekamos afia. Okay, good. So there are two types of nekama, and it's very great because it appears between two shemos of Hashem. Says the Gemara, now Vaitar, at the two dots, four lines down on the wide lines. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omer Bracha Revias, that we say Avdallah in a separate Bracha Revias, in a separate fourth Bracha of Shmon Esrei. Some Rav Shemim Rabbi Ola Rav Yochanan Michti, Anshe Knesset Agdola, Tiknu Lam Li Yisrael, Brachas Tfilas Ketushas Vavdalos. Anshe Knesset Agdola, we're Misakin, for Klal Yisrael, Brachas Tfilas Kiddush Avdallah. The Mefarshim explained, what? The Anshei Knesset Agdola were metaken Kiddush and Havdalah? Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Havdalah, according to some Rishonim, is also a mitzvah d'oraisa. So what do we mean that the Anshei Knesset Agdola were metaken Kiddush and Havdalah? What it means is that they were metaken the nusach of Kiddush and Havdalah. Saying Kiddush, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The nusach of the Kiddush that we say, that's the Anshei Knesset Agdola. So, the Anshei Knesset Agdola were misakein everything. So, nichzi heichen tikin. So, why don't we just see where the Anshei Knesset Agdola were misakein this Abdullah? We have in our Mishnah three-way machlokas where we say Abdullah. We don't have a machlokas which bracha comes before the other bracha in Shmon Esrei. We know the text of Shmon Esrei. So if the Anshei Knesset Agdola were misakein the Shmon Esrei, why don't we just see where they were misakein Avdala? What's up with this three-way machlokas? It's very strange. So says the Gemara, Amar le betchila kavua betfila. Nah, because initially the Anshei Knesset Agdola were misakein that you would say Avdala in tefila. Heshiru, when the Bnei Yisrael got wealthy and they were able to say it on a kos after Shabbos, kavua la kos. Henu chazur kavua betfila. Then they got poor again, and they were kaveyad again in tefila. So in other words, what happened is that initially Rashi explains. Initially, the Anshei Knesset Agdola were misakin it, but nobody remembered where they were misakin it because they never said avdala in tefila consistently. Because when they became wealthy, they said it only ala kos. Then when they went back to saying in tefila, by that time, because it was not shogur p'piem, they forgot where it was said. So the Hey Mamru, and they said, in other words, once they went back and they incorporated in tefillah, so why do we do both nowadays? Because they said, Amavdil b'tefillah, tzorch sheyavdil al hakos. Even if a person says, Atachon Antanu, you still have to make Avdolah when you get home after Shabbos. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Anshei Knesset Agdola, Tiknu Lam Li Yisrael, Brochos b'tefillah, Ketushos v'Avdolos, b'tefillah, kavua b'tefillah. First, they were misakin Avdolah in tefillah, Shiru kavua al hakos. They became wealthy, they were kaveh ala kos. Chazru v'anu kavua betfila. They became poor again, they went back to saying it in tefila again. Ve'im amru amavdu betfila tzarech sheyavdil ala kos. Itmanami rabbi Rav Yosef, damar tevaya amavdu betfila tzarech sheyavdil ala kos. Even though you've said Abdullah in Shmon Esrei, you still have to say Abdullah ala kos. Amar Rava umasvina nashmaita, but Rava says, and we ask a question on our maimar. Tov lo yisker gevurus kasham emetchias hamesim v'sheila berechaz hashanim achzimer no. So if you make a mistake and you forget mashav haruach or v'sein talamatul lebracha, you have to go back and repeat Shmon Esrei. V'avdala b'chonin ados ein machzir no. So havdala b'chonin ados, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. M'mnei sheyachol la omra alakos, because you are able to say it. And Rashi points out, it's mashma, ibn sheyachol, the lashon is mashma. The reason that you don't repeat Shmon Esrei is because you can elect to say Avdalah ala kos, not because you must say Avdalah ala kos. So what are we saying, sheyachol la'omra ala kos, if in fact Allah is that you have to say Avdalah ala kos, even if you say it in tefillah? Says the Gemara, talk a good question. The reason that you don't repeat Atachon Atanu is not because you can say Avdalah Alakos afterwards, it's because you must say Avdalah Alakos afterwards. Okay, so says the Gemara Navaiter, in my Nami, Amar Rabbi Benimra Bar Yefesh, Al Rabbi Yosias Rav Yochanan Bitsidon, Va'amri La Rav Shem Ben Yaakov, Deminsur, Es Rav Yochanan Vanan Shamit, Hamavdil Betfila Tzarech Sheyavdil Alakos, Olo. If a person is Mavdil in Tfila, does he have to say Avdalah Alakos after Shabbos or not? Vamar Li, Tzarech Sheyavdil Alakos, and he says, yes, you must say Avdalah Alakos after Shabbos. Yiboy, Lua Mavdil Alakos, Ma Sheyavdil Betfila. If a guy was Mavdil on a coast, does he have to be Mavdil in Tfila? Amrav Nachmar Yitzchak, Kalvachomer, Mitfila. Uma Tfila, Dekar Takantahi, Madach Tfila, which was the Ikar Takana, we saw initially, Nashek Nesak Dolor, Hormasakin Avdalah in Tfila. Nevertheless, we said even if one satisfies this, the basic takana, he still has to be mavdil alakos. Hamavdil alakos to lavit to ikar takanai. If a person is mavdil alakos, which was not the ikar takana, because again the takana began with avdal and tefila lokoshke, and certainly you have to be mavdil and tefila as well. Tani ravacha aricha kamei the rav chinana mavdil betefila meshubach yoser memisha yavdil alakos. If a person is mavdil in tefila, it's better than being mavdil alakos vim hivdil bezu vizu. And if he says avdalah in tefila and later avdalah alakos, yinuchal brachos al rosho, he is going to have brachos al guf akasha. Amret hamavdil betefila meshubach yoser mimi sheyavdil alakos. Alma tefila luchuda sagi. It's mashma that it's enough to be mavdil only in tefila. V'adr tani im hivdil bezu bezu, and then we say that if you were mavdil in both, yinuchal brachos arosho, then he's going to be gebenched. But v'kivan denafak le b'chada ifter v'avi bracha shein atzricha. But if it's enough to be mavdil in tefila, then you don't have to be mavdil alakos. And if you don't have to be mavdil alakos and you volunteer a bracha, that's not a great thing. That's called a bracha levatala. That's a bracha shein atzricha. So what in the world is this brisa telling us? V'yamarav v'yisem aresh lakesh. Anybody who makes a bracha shein atzricha over mishum lo sisa, it's over mishum lo sisa. The Rishonim are medayin, whether it's actually an isser of lo sisa or whether it's a derivative of the isser of taking Hashem's name in vain, but it's not a good thing. You're making it sound like it's a good thing. It's certainly not a good thing. Eleim ha'achi, im hivdil bezu velo hivdil bezu, inuchalo brachas al rosho. Ah, because you were yotzei just with the Avdalah in the Tefillah, if you were Mavdil only in Tefillah and not on the coast, yinuchal brachos al rosho. Bo'amini Rav Chistam Rav Sheshes, to bezu uvizu mahu. So if you make a mistake in this, what's the halacha? Amarle, to bezu bezu chozer larosh. If you make a mistake, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. In other words, the Rosh and the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah explain what the Gemara is asking is, if you were Toa in Avdalah in Tefillah, that you forgot to say it, and then you forgot to say Avdalah ala Kos, so what should you do? So it says Chozer LaRosh, so you go back to the beginning. That's what the Gemara says. Now turning over to Lama Gimel Lama Beis, Amar Li Ravina LaRava, Hilchos Amai, what's the halacha? We had conflicting accounts as to whether a mavdil b'tfila tzorach sheyavdil alakos, ain't tzorach sheyavdil alakos, is it a good thing, is it a bad thing, is it a bracha levatala? Samai, Samar Li, ki kiddush, it's like kiddush, ma kiddush, afagavdil mekadush b'tzlusa, mekadush akasa, afavdil anami, afagavdil mavdil b'tzlusa, mavdil akasa. just like Kiddush, even though we say Kiddush in Shmon Esrei, nevertheless, we have to go back and say Kiddush at home before our meal. So to Avdallah, we say Atachon Atonu, Shmon Esrei, we have to go back and we have to be Mavdal Alakos after Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rav Elazar Amar Bado, Rav Elazar said that you say Avdallah in Modim. Rav Zeira v'Rachiv Chamra, Rav Zeira was riding a Chamor, Avikashoko Vazal Rav Chia Barav and Basrei, Amar Lei Vaded Amrisu Mishmeid Rav Yilchanan Alokha Kravyezer Karav Elazar, the Yomtiv Shechalios Achara Shabbos. The Alokha is like Rav Elazar, Rav Eliezer, on a Yomtiv that falls after Shabbos, because by a Yomtiv that falls after Shabbos, we have to say Avdallah. So the Gemara is going to get to what we say on a Yantav after Shabbos. But on a Yantav after Shabbos, you have to say Avdallah. The problem is they were misakin Avdallah in the bracha of Atachonin. But we don't say Atachonin on Yantav. So when do you say Avdallah? In that case, everybody agrees to Rav Eliezer, they're going to say Avdallah in Modim. Samar Lei in Alacha, say, says yes. So Alacha, from the fact that we say that Alacha is like Rav Eliezer, Michal de Pligi, that it's mashma that somebody argues on Rav Eliezer what one would do in the case of a Yomtiv that falls after Shabbos. Velo Pligi, says the Gemara, yeah, of course people argue. Va Pligi Rabbanan, the Rabbanan argue. So Ema de Pligi Rabbanan Bashar Yemos Hashana. When did the Rabbanan argue? Because the Rabbanan were our Mishnah, the Tanakama, who said that you say Avdallah and Atachonin, so of course people argue Rav Eliezer. But says the Gemara, no, don't be ridiculous. Va Pligi Rabbanan, Emar de Pligi Rabbanan Bashar Yemos Hashana, B'yamtav Shechaliyos Achar Shabbos, Mi Pligi. When did the Rabbanan argue on Rav Eliezer and say that you say Avdallah elsewhere? That's only when there's another bracha to say it in. That's only when you can say it in the bracha of Atachonin. But Yomtiv that falls after a Shabbos, there is no bracha of Atachonin. So who says they argue on Rav Eliezer? But says the Gemara, this whole conversation is surreal because we have three dais in the Mishnah. But Pligi Rav Akiva, of course, there's a man Yomer who says that you or that who argues on Rav Eliezer, because Rav Akiva in the Mishnah said that you make a bracha raviyas b'fnei atzma, a special standalone bracha of Avdallah. Says the Gemara, we're not even gores Rav Akiva Shita, because atu kol hashana kula miyavdinak Rav Akiva da hashta nekar v'neved kavasei. The whole year long we don't paskin like Rav Akiva. All of a sudden on Yomtiv Shechalios Achar Shabbos, there's a havamina that we're going to start paskining like Rabbi Akiva. Kol hashana kula my time alo avdi k'Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara explains, why don't we paskin like Rabbi Akiva? The timni sre tikin tishri lo tikin. Because the anshek nesak dolar Masakein 18 brachas, not 19 brachas. There's no separate bracha of Avdallah. Hakanami shev tikin tamni lo tikin. So too on a yomtiv shechalios achar Shabbos, the Shmon Esrei has to incorporate 7 brachas, not 8 brachas. Therefore, there cannot be a separate bracha of Avdallah. Amrilei lav halacha itmar. So some people say that it was not a halacha, that the halacha is like Rav Eliezer, that you say Avdallah in Modim. Ela matan itmar, but rather we said that we're inclined to paskin like him. De itmar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdim amr mishum rabbeinu halacha v'amrila matan. Some said it in the with the lashon of halacha. Some said that it's with the lashon of matan that we're inclined. Rav Yochanan amr modim that they admit to Rav Eliezer. Rav Chiya bar Abba amr nirin. And Rav Chiya bar Abba says that that it's nirin divrei Rav Eliezer, that it's most mistaber. And Amar Rav Zeira nokot Rav Chiya bar Abba biyadech to daik v'gamer shmaiti mepumei demara shapir k'rechava b'pumvadisa, that he was always very particular in the lashon of the brises that he learned, just like Rechava in Pumvadisa. Amar Rechava Amar Rav Yuda harabaya stav kful haya stav kful haya v'haya stav lefnimi stav. There was a double row of benches, and they were, and it was like one circle within the other circle. Now Rashi explains the difference between halacha and matin and nirin. So halacha means that we're doresh the halacha even in the shir. Matin means that we're not going to publicize the psak in the shir, but if somebody comes and asks you a shaila, you'll paskin like what to do. You'll paskin that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Nirin means we also won't paskin like that, but if a guy does that way like Rabbi Eliezer, we're not going to call him back. Now this mimer that the Gemara just mentioned, that you should follow the one who said Nirin, because Rav Chiya bar Abba was very meduyak Yitzchak. So in other words, so Rav Chiya bar Abba would have paid attention to how the halacha was presented, whether it was said that we paskin like this, or that we're inclined like this, or just like the view is mistaber, and therefore we're not going to make somebody do a do-over if he actually paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. This whole concept of Rechava and the Stav Kafel, Stav Lifnimi Stav, it's because he heard it that way from his Rebbe, even though the way the Gemara usually refers to a bench is not a stav, it's an itztava. And because he heard his Rebbe say the Lashon of Stav, therefore he was medaktik to repeat it in the Lashon of his Rebbe. So in other words, whoever's transmitting the Mesorah most faithfully, that's the one who you would follow. So Amar Rav Yosef, ana lo hayadana v'lo hayadana. I don't know any of what you're talking about. Elamid the Rav Shmuel yadana. I know Rav and Shmuel. Ditkinu le marganisa bevavel. They were metakin a marganisa tava, a beautiful pearl in Bavel. So in Bavel, they told us what to do with Yontif Achara Shabbos. So why is it in Bavel? Why is it Dafka in Bavel? So the Mefarshim explain, well, it's in Bavel because the 2-day Yontif or Yontif Achara Shabbos falls out much more frequently in Bavel, where we're holding 2 days Yontif anyway. In Eretz Yisrael, when there's only 1 day Yontif, in order to have Yontif Achar Shabbos, it's got to be 1 day Yontif, which is going to fall out on Sunday. So the Mefarshim explain, we're just playing the odds. Yontif and Shabbos occur consecutively much more frequently in Bavel than they ever do in Eretz Yisrael. So he had this great marganisa, this great pearl that they were misakin in Bavel, and it's the bracha of Atodayenu, which is what we say about Atodayenu. Hashem Elokeinu mishpatei tzukecha v'tanteinu lasu chukh v'ratanecha v'atanchilenu zmanei sosem v'chagei nedava v'tereshinu k'dusha Shabbos v'chvo moi v'chagiga saregel v'en k'dusha Shabbos v'chadosh yontif v'vdalto v'zim ha'shvilech v'shamasa y'kidasha v'dalto v'kidasha sam chizro v'kidusha secha. And then we say Vatitein Lanu, and as Rashi points out, where do we say Vatodayenu? So we don't say a separate bracha, we don't say it in Hoda, we don't say it in Amodim, we say it in the Berchas HaRegel, just like in the weekday Shmon Esrei on Motzei Shabbos, we say it in the bracha of Atachonin. So to over here, where there's only one extra bracha, because it's Yontif, we're going to say it in the context of that bracha. Okay, says the Mishnah, Viter. Ha'omer al kan sipor yagio rachamecha. If a person says al kan sipor yagio rachamecha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus on even a bird, val tov yizachar shmecha, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should be recognized for doing good, modim modim, or if a person says modim modim mashatkenoso, and he says liyav tzibur, we have to quiet him down. It's inappropriate to say that. Says the Gemara Bishlama, modim modim mashatkenoso, I understand that modim modim, we have to quiet him down, mishom demechse kishtei rishuyos, because it looks like he's davening to two gods. Why is he saying modem twice? V'al tov yizachar shmecha, nami mashma latova v'lo al ra. And the problem with saying al tov yizachar shmecha, it's mashma that you should only be maskar HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the tova and not on the ra. V'tnam, but we learn in the Mishnah, chayev adam l'varech al ra, k'shem shvorech al tova, that a person does have to bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person does have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bad the same way he does for the good. Ella, al kan sipor yagio rachmecha, my taima. What's so bad that the guy saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to have rachmanos on kan sipor? What's the problem with that? So pligi b'latrei amaroi b'marav v'riyase bar oven rav yosi bar zvida. So chad amar amnesha matal kina b'maisa bereshis, and one says because he's being matal kina b'maisa bereshis because he's saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to have rachmanos on the birds but not on other animals. The chad amar, and the other one says no, we're not afraid of hurting the animal's feelings. It's mishmanesha osim idosha. Because there is an Isser of Shiluach HaKan. So if you look at the Isser of Shiluach HaKan, you might think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an animal rights activist. But no, that's not the reason. The reason is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah as a chok. He wanted to test us to make sure that we're going to follow his word no matter what it is he tells us to do. So if you look at the Torah and you're focused on the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan and you think it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a card-carrying member of PETA, you've missed the boat. You don't understand. So Ve'ena Alexeros. Sa'ud anachas kamei de Rabba. There was a guy who went down to take the Amud in front of Rabba. V'amar, and he said, Asta chastal kansipor atachutz v'rachem aleinu. Sama Rabba, kama yadas haid surimin rabbanon l'ritzui l'more. Wow, what a great shliach tzibur. Sama le'abaya v'ameshavkeno satnan. What do you mean, what a great shliach tzibur? The guy basically said, al kansipor yagi rachmecha. Our Mishnah says that you have to shut him up. So Rabba Nami Lechtudi de Abayu de Boy. Rabba was just testing Abaya. The Mefarshim Abaya, what does it mean? Rabba was testing Abaya? It's a Mefarshim Mishnah. Of course he knew what it says in the Mishnah. How did Nachas Kamei de Rav Chanina? There was a guy who took the Amud in front of Rav Chanina. Amar, Akel, Agodol, Agiba, Vanora, Ha'adir, Va'ozuz, Va'yira, Ha'chozak, Ha'amitz, Ha'vaday, Va'nichbad, Himtin lo Adesiyim. He waited until he finished saying all these great things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kisiyim, when he finished, Amar Lei, Sayim, Tinu, L'chulu, Shivchei, Demarcha. Have you finished fully praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You've called out all of his attributes. Lama lo kulihai. Why are you saying all this? Anan hani tlas da amri, ii lav da amri Moshe Rabbeinu ba'araisa. If it wouldn't have been that Moshe Rabbeinu referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Akel, Agadol, Agibar, Vahanora in the Torah, Vosu Anshrei, Kesel Agdola, Vekhtinu, Betfila, and then Akshrei, Kesel Agdola, were Masakin in our Tfila, Lo Avinei Cholon Lameim Erlu, we wouldn't have been able to say that, in, you know, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vat Amrit Kuli Hai Va'azlat, and you're saying all of this, all of these great praises. The problem with saying these great praises is you think you're doing a good thing, but you're never fully going to explicate and articulate all of the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, Mashal Melech Basar Adam, it's like, let's say there's a king, Shayla Elef Alofim Din Rezov, who was a billionaire, V'hayim Mekal Sinosa B'shal Keseth, and you were talking that he's a millionaire. Instead of saying that he has all these storehouses worth of gold, you're saying he has all these storehouses worth of silver. V'alognayu lo, it's going to be an embarrassment to the king. So too, HaKadosh Baruch who is infinite, he has so much to praise him, no matter what you're going to use in your formulation, you're going to short HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the matbeah shel tefila that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu, that we say, more than that, it's not appropriate to say. We'll stop here, we'll pick up tomorrow from the two dots.